Opening our Jazz Northwest for today, that's a brand new release from the Danny Kolke Trio. It's called When You're Smiling, that's the name of the album. The tune we heard called Sandu, written by Clifford Brown. Hard swinging, I love those big block chords, and the group including Danny Kolke on piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums from the new CD just out on Ponyboy Records. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to a few reruns and a few nominees for the Golden Ear Awards coming up next month. Next up here, we're going to be listening to a very talented saxophonist who we've been hearing mostly recently playing baritone sax, but in this case he's playing alto with his quintet at an Art of Jazz concert we recorded at the Seattle Art Museum almost exactly a year ago on February 13th. The first tune that we're going to hear is a duo with Alex on alto and John Hansen on piano, and then we'll hear a tune with the 200 Trio added to the Alex Dugdale group at an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. This first tune is one that Alex wrote for an independent film a friend was doing. This is called Amina's Song. Alex Dugdale's alto sax and John Hansen at the piano.
John Hansen, everybody.
We're rolling right along time.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's the Alex Dugdale Quintet we recorded in performance at an Art of Jazz concert almost exactly a year ago on the 13th of February at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot. Alex Dugdale heard on alto sax with John Hansen at the piano, and the 200 Trio, Cole Schuster, guitar, Greg Feingold bass, Max Holmberg on drums. And we heard first Amina's Song, an original by Alex Dugdale, played by Alex and John, and then with the full group on What Is This Thing Called Love. Alex Dugdale at the Seattle Art Museum Art of Jazz Concert Series, which sadly has been curtailed since then. Alex has been nominated for a Golden Ear Award by Earshot for Northwest Jazz Instrumentalist of the Year. Alex Dugdale, multi-saxophonist and reed player. The complete ballot for the Golden Ear Awards can be found online at earshot.org. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jim Wilkie. We recorded the Mark Seals Group playing at Jazz Alley in a presentation by KNKX, which was to be part of a Monday night series featuring Northwest artists. Unfortunately, that has been curtailed. However, the concert was nominated for a Golden Ear Award for Northwest Concert of the Year. The Mark Seals Group, recorded in February of last year, with Mark at the piano and other keyboards. His brother Jesse Seals is here on guitar. Thomas Marriott is on trumpet. Chuck Deardorff plays bass, both electric and acoustic. And Moise Lucas on drums. We'll hear them in a couple of pieces here, introduced by Mark Seals at Jazz Alley.
We're going to go on with a tune that I wrote many years ago, speaking of Don Lanphier, a tune that's on a record that Don did with Larry Coryell, who Chuck and I both did quite a few gigs with Larry before he passed. And this is on this record. I can't remember the name of the record. Was it called Ascending Truth? Anyway, this is the tune I wrote for that record. It's called Ascending Truth. Is my truth medley. And after that, we're going to do a tune I wrote with Ernie Watts. It's the title track to his record called A Simple Truth.
No lies here, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the Mark Seals Group playing at Jazz Alley just a year ago on the 24th of February, with Mark at the piano and other keyboards, Jesse Seals, his brother, on guitar. Thomas Marriott was the trumpet player, Chuck Dierdorf, electric and acoustic basses, Moish Lucas, drums and percussion. And we heard them doing two tunes composed by Mark Seals, his Truth Medley, Ascending Truth, and A Simple Truth. That concert has been nominated for a Golden Ear Awards this year as Northwest Concert of the Year. You'll find a list of all of the nominees for Concert of the Year as well as for the other Golden Ear Awards on the Earshot website, earshot.org. Ballot is there where you can vote right in place at earshot.org. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Jim Wilkie with you here. We have next music from a live broadcast which took place in the 60s. During most of the 1960s, I was working for a station that had a broadcast line that ran from the penthouse down at the corner of First and Cherry in Pioneer Square, Seattle, and right to the radio studio, went live on the air every Thursday night for half an hour. On this particular occasion, it was Cannonball Adderley on stage.
Here's something from the motion picture, Black Orpheus. One of the more memorable melodies. This one's called The Morning of the Carnival. The Morning of the Carnival. Thank you. The morning of the carnival. The morning of the carnival. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That's Brazilian soul of some kind. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Joe Zawinul, our pianist, Victor Gaskin, our bassist, Roy McCurdy, our drummer, Nat Adderley, our cornetist, and yours truly, we want to thank you very much for your kind attention, generous applause during this broadcast, and we hope that those of you who are listening out there will come down and join us during the week. But right now, we got to keep on swinging. Bye.
Cannonball Adderley Quintet from a live broadcast in the 60s from the penthouse at First and Cherry in downtown Seattle. This has been issued on disc by Reel to Reel, and it's from an album called Swingin' in Seattle, live at the penthouse, Cannonball Adderley, 1966 and 67. We did 4 live broadcasts with Cannonball around that time. I'd like to offer my personal thanks to Corey Weeds and Zeb Feldman, who did the legwork and heavy lifting to take care of all the clearances for making these broadcasts available to a wider audience many years past the original. So our thanks to Zev and to Corey. There are a number of recordings in the series, Jazz from the Penthouse. You can check them out online. I'm Jim Wilkie. I'd like to say thanks for listening and remind you that we have a podcast available where you can stream the program anytime at jazznw.org or ask your smart speaker to play Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.